Thank Brother Paul for the hymn that he led us to sing.
当我在准备信息的时候呢,
While I was preparing my message today,
我没有想到我要选一首诗歌的。
I didn't know that I had an opportunity to learn a new song.
所以呢，我请林阳弟兄他自己来选诗歌。
So I asked our brother to pick a song himself.
很感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
这首诗歌是我非常喜欢的，这两首诗歌。
Both hymns, I really like them.
每当我在唱的时候呢,
Wherever I was singing those hymns,
我就想起我自己以前的光景。
It reminded me of my old situation.
同样是一个不认识主的人。
How I didn't know about our God.
后来慢慢地认识主。
Gradually,
接受主耶稣做我生命的救主。
I came to know Him and receive Him as my personal.
以至于在我信主的过程当中,
And during my progress, following the Lord,
我的人生发生了很大的改变。
There were big changes made into my life.
感谢主的恩典。
Praise the Lord for His mercy and grace.
今天能够有机会, 再次来到 Kellyville 与弟兄姊妹们再次见面。
That I had opportunity to come today in Kellyville to see brothers and sisters.
如果今天有你是第一次来到我们当中的, 朋友们, 我们也非常的欢迎你来到我们当中。
And if we have friends coming here for the first time, I really also welcome
you. 我们盼望借着以下的时间,
I hope that through the following time,
能够, 跟你们有一些的交通,
That I can share with you something.
能够把我们所认识的这位主介绍给你。
And I can introduce this Lord that we know to you.
刚才我的弟兄在这里借, 带我们读的以赛亚书42章。
Our brother has read about chapter 42 of Isaiah.
这个经文非常的美妙奇妙。
These are amazing verses.
非常的宝贵。
And they're really precious to me.
我想在我们信息之前, 我们再次来读这段经文, 但是我们今天会来读马太福音第12章。
Shall we also read this portion of verse again, but this time in the book of Matthew, chapter 12.
我们来读马太福音第12章, 从18节到21节。
Matthew 12, from verse 18 to 21.
看哪,我的仆人, 我所拣选,所亲爱, 心里所喜悦的, 我要将我的灵赐给他, 他必将公理传给外邦, 他不尊敬, 不宣扬, 街上也没有人听见他的声音, 压伤的芦苇他不折断, 江场的灯火他不吹灭, 等他施行公理, 叫公理得胜, 外邦人都要仰望他的名。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 18. Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nation. He will not quarrel or cry out. No one will hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out, till he leads justice to victory. In his name the nations will put their hope.
我们在低头有些祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们谢谢你在主日清晨, 你再次召聚我们来到您自己的脚前。
Thank you for the morning of the Lord's day that you gather us before your feet.
我们打开您自己的话,
As we open up your own words,
呈现在您自己的面前,
And present it to yourself.
我们求主你的圣灵吹息在这些话上面。
We ask your Holy Spirit to breathe onto your words.
再一次借着这些话, 你来亲自向我们解释, 来向我们心说话。
And through these words, speak to us, speak to our heart.
我们感谢你, 你是神的仆人。
We praise you because you are God's servant.
你来到这人世间, 将公理, 真理带给我们。
You came to the world and bring us the justice.
压伤的芦苇你不折断。
The bruised reed you will not break.
肝肠的灯火你不吹灭。
And the smoldering wick you will not snuff out.
你来到人世间, 满有恩典, 满有怜悯。
You came to this world full of loving kindness and mercy.
唯有拯救我们这帮罪人,
in order to save we who were sinners.
将你的生命赐给我们,
and to give us your life to us.
我们谢谢你,
we thank you for all
this. 在你莫大的救恩面前, 我们要低头敬拜你。
In your great mercy and salvation, we bow down and worship you.
我们为着今天如果有朋友在这里, 听到您的福音,
and for those gospel friends who are here to listen to your gospel,
我们也将他们的心交在主手中。
We also commit their hearts onto your hands.
求圣灵在他们里面工作。
May the Holy Spirit do its work in them.
就像诗歌所唱的那样。
Just like the hymn said.
叫他们能够敞开他们的心。
So that they will open up their hearts.
让你进到他们里面。
for you to enter into their heart,
成为他们生命的救主
and become the savior of their life.
我们谢谢你
We thank you.
听我们的祷告
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray in your Jesus name.
Amen.
Amen.
在这段经文里面呢，头一次就讲到说，看啦，我的仆人，我所拣选、所亲爱、心里所喜悦的。
In the beginning of this passage, it says, "Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight."
刚才林阳弟兄在这里，在诗歌才告诉我们说，这个经文是从以赛亚书42章里面出来的。
Brother Paul also told us this verses came from Isaiah chapter 42.
以赛亚是在主前差不多800年左右他写下这个预言。
Isaiah wrote down this passage around 500 years before the Lord was born.
然后告诉我们说
He told us,
将来有一位神的仆人
In the future, there's going to be a servant of God.
是他所拣选、所亲爱的
Who was chosen by God and loved by God.
心里所喜悦的
Who was delighted by God.
感谢主的恩典
Praise and thank His God.Grace and mercy.
在我信主以后
After I believe the Lord,
常常有机会跟朋友们传福音，讲起耶稣。
I often had opportunity to talk about gospel with my friends.
我发现有一件很有趣的事情。
One interesting thing I found.
其实叫一个人相信有神并不是那么的难。
It is not that hard for a person to believe there is a God.
但是叫一个人相信了耶稣是神有一点难度。
But it is hard for someone to believe that Jesus is God.
因为他们觉得我们中国历史悠久，这个文化博大精深。
Because they think we have a long history and a very rich culture in China.
我干嘛要去相信一个外国的神呢
？Why should I believe a God which is a foreign God?
但是呢，圣经很宝贵的地方。
Yet one precious thing about the Bible.
就是圣经跟世界上任何的宗教典籍都不同。
Which is Bible is so different from any religious books in the world.
就在圣经里面有很大的一部分是叫做预言书。
In the Bible, a large portion of it is what we call prophecies.
这个预言呢，不像世界上其他的预言。
The prophecies are not like the worldly prophecies.
因为圣经里面的预言呢，很多已经实现了，应验了。
Because a lot of the prophecies in the Bible have already been fulfilled.
并且呢，正在应验当中。
Some of them are being fulfilled.
将来所有的一切都有应验。
In the future, all of those prophecies will be fulfilled.
然后呢，我就跟朋友们探讨耶稣是不是神这个问题。
And then I discussed with my friends whether Jesus is God.
我说呢，我先前我不相信。
I told them previously I didn't believe that.
但是我对他了解认识更多以后呢。
However, after I knew more about Jesus,
我就相信他就是那独一的真神，是神的儿子。
I started believing that He is the only true God, the Son of God.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为在圣经里面有太多的预言指的这一个人说的。
Because there were so many prophecies all pointing to this Jesus.
我问这些朋友们
，I asked my friends.
我说，如果你要我相信你是神的话
，If you want me to believe that you are God.
我是很简单的
，very simple。
假设一个人告诉我说，他说我是神
，for example, if someone told me he is God，
我说我你只要满足我几个条件，我就相信你是神。
I will believe that if certain conditions were fulfilled。
其中有一个就是很简单的
，one of them is very simple。
在你出生之前
，which is before you're born，
两年
，say 2 years before，
不要很久。两年以前
，doesn't have to be very long. 2 years before you were born.
有没有一个公开的文献
？Were there any public documents?
讲到说两年以后，在某一个地方
，stating that after 2 years,
某一个人的后裔里面
，in certain place, following from a certain family line,
将会出生一个人
，there will be born a baby.
这个人叫什么名字
？And the name of this one is such and such.
他会在成长在什么地方
？He will grow up in this place.
并且将来他又死在哪里
？And in the future he will die in certain place.
我说如果你能够告诉我
，If you can tell me，
有这样文献的话呢
？There's such a documentary.
我说我相信你是神。
I will believe that you are God.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends，
你知道吗
？Do you know？
没有一个人可以提供。
No one can provide such a document.
在人类历史上面
in human history.
只有一个人他做到了。
There's only one person has met all these conditions.
那就是今天我们要来看的这位神的仆人。
He is the servant of God, which we are to look at today.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
在他出生之前。
Before he was born.
老早就有圣经记载下来。
The Bible was recorded.
圣经三百多处的预言指着他。
There were about 300 places of the prophecy.
讲到他要出生在哪一个地方。
Referring to where he's going to be born.
圣经上面讲到说他要出生在伯利恒。
The Bible told us that he will be born in Bethlehem.
圣经没有说他会出生在加利利的某一个地方。
The Bible didn't tell us he will be born in Galilee.
加利利那么大。
It's such a big province for Galilee.
伯利恒。
No, it's in Bethlehem.
所以他就出生在伯利恒。
And he was born in Bethlehem.
圣经他讲到说他要成长在哪山的。
The Bible prophesied that he will grow up in Nazareth.
所以他又被称为拿撒勒人耶稣。
So he was called Jesus the Nazarene.
哦，圣经太多这样的记载。
So many prophecies.
我们没有时间在这里可以跟大家一一的来交流。
I have no time to go through them one by one.
如果你有机会，
but if you have opportunity, and if you will,
来到教会当中，
come to our church.
来到福音组，
come to our gospel talk.
来问这些在福音组服事的弟兄姊妹们。
Ask the brothers and sisters who are in the gospel talk group.
他们会告诉你。
They will tell you.
圣经上面有太多的预言。
There were so many prophecies like this.
讲到了我们这位主耶稣。
Speaking of our Lord Jesus Christ.
一一的应验在他身上。
And each prophecy was fulfilled.
不但这些圣经应验在他身上。
Not only these were fulfilled unto him.
而且呢，他也宣称自己就是神的儿子。
But also he claimed himself that he is the Son of God.
是神借着肉身在人中间。
Who is God through flesh manifested among men?
为要将真理跟公义将生命带给人。
So that truth and justice and life can be brought to men.
所以感谢主。
So praise the Lord.
我们都是有机会啊来认识他。
We all have the opportunity to come to know him.
我想今天也是一个非常宝贵的机会。
Like today is also a precious opportunity.
不论你信主还是没有信主。
Whether you have already believed or not yet.
我们都应该要来好好认识这位神的仆人。
Let's come to know him.
这个神的仆人。
This servant of God.
圣经上面告诉我们。
The Bible told us.
他原本是与神同等的。
Originally he was equal to God.
是神荣耀所发的光辉。
He's the radiance of God's glory.
是神本体的真相。
He's the true image of God.
但是他竟然为着我，愿意为着我们的缘故。
Yet for the sake of us,
他降卑他自己，
he humbled himself,
取了人的样式，
and take the form of a human being.
圣经告诉我们，
the Bible tells us,
既有人的样式，
now that he has taken a human form,
他就存心谦卑，
he humbled himself,
以至于死，
until to the point of death,
且死在十字架上，
and die on the cross.
神的爱就是向我们显明。
This is how God's love is manifested to us.
当我自己有了孩子以后，
So after I have my own children,
我真的不能够理解，
I really could not understand
神为什么会差遣他的独生爱子，
Why God could send his only begotten son
来到人世间，
To come to the world
成为一个仆人，
And become a servant
为什么呢？
Why
当我有孩子以后，
After I had children,
我真的很爱我的孩子。
I really love my children.
如果是有一天又让我的孩子，我的儿子，让他去做一个仆人。
If one day I'm to let my son to be a servant,
我是怎么样都不会愿意的。
I would not be willing for that.
可能我会说我自己来做吧。
Maybe I would say, let me be a servant.
我们今天讲到仆人。
Today when we talk about servants,
我们可能以为说哇，就像一个在别人家里打工做保姆这样子。
We think probably he's like a nanny who's working in some people's house.
请你们注意。
Please.
圣经里面讲到的仆人不像我们今天这样的仆人。
Please pay attention to this. The servant mentioned by the Bible is not that type of servant.
乃是像一个奴隶一样。
But it's like a slave.
存心顺服。
He humbled himself and submit himself.
他顺服到一个地步，是要把他自己的性命都要付上。
To the point that he would give out his life.
我怎么可能会让我的儿子来做这样的事情？
How would I let my child be such a slave?
但是我们的神这样子做了。
Yet our God has let his son.
他差遣他的自己的独生爱子。
Sent his only begotten son.
这个独生爱子是没有罪的。
And this is a son without sin.
没有任何瑕疵的。
Without any blemish.
我们刚才所读的这些经文告诉我们。
The verses we just read told us.
是他所亲爱的。
This was a son that he was delighted. 是他
怀里独生儿子。
It was the only son in his bosom.
不但如此，也是他所喜悦的。
Not only that, it's the son that he loved.
但是他却愿意把他的孩子带到人世间，来到我们当中。
Yet he was willing to send his son to the world.
不但如此。
Not only that.
神也要说，要将他的灵赐给他。
God said, I will put my spirit on him.
他必将公理传给外邦。
And he will proclaim justice to the nations.
在我们往下面看之前呢，我想我们又往前面看一点点。
Before we read on, I think we need to read a little bit before this passage.
前面呢，在马太福音第十二章从九节开始，那里面讲到一个故事。
From verse 9 onwards in Matthew 12, there was a story.
讲到主耶稣到了一个会堂里。
Talks about that Jesus arrived in the synagogue.
那么在那里有一个人枯干了一只手。
There, there's a man with a shriveled hand.
有人问耶稣说，安息日治病可以不可以？
Someone asked him, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?
那下面有解释。
And there's an explanation.
他们之所以这样问的原因是要控告他。
The reason they asked this is to accuse Jesus.
那耶稣说，你们中间谁有一只手，当安息日就在坑里不把它抓拉上来呢？抓住拉上来呢
？And Jesus said, if any one of you has a sheep that falls into a pit on Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out?
人比羊何等贵重呢
？How much more valuable is a man than a sheep?
所以在安息日做善事是可以的。
Therefore, it is lawful to do good on Sabbath.
于是对那人说，伸出手来。
And then he said to the man, stretch out your hand.
他把他手一伸。
So he stretched it out.
手就复原。
And it was completely restored.
和那只手一样。
Just as sound as the other hand.
还利赛人出去。
So the Pharisees went out.
商议怎样可以除灭耶稣。
And plotted how they might kill Jesus.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，亲爱的朋友。
For sisters and dear friends.
如果你把这段圣经的记载。
If you took this Bible story.
跟我刚才所提到的这样一个荣耀的王，这样荣耀的救主，他却愿意成为仆人来到人世间。
And compared to the fact that such a glorious king and savior was willing to come to the world and humble himself.
他到自己的地方。
He came to his own place.
他在会堂里面。
In the synagogue.
叫一个人枯干的手复原的。
And he healed someone's shriveled hand.
你看这些人怎么样对待他
？How were these people treating him？
他们想要除灭他。
They wanted to kill Jesus.
神怎么可以让他独生的爱子进入到这样的人当中
？How could God let His own begotten Son to enter into such a group of people？
怎么可以来到这样的人当中
？How can He send Jesus to these type of people？
这里有一帮这么败坏的人。
These people are so wicked.
我记得在二十多年前
，I remember 20 years ago，
我认识一个人。
I knew a person.
那么这一个人呢，他其实是一个社会上的混混。
He's just someone in the society to do nothing.
干了很多的坏事。
He did a lot of bad things.
他有一次可能在与人斗殴的过程当中，他的右手被人砍掉了，这个左手掌没了。
While he was fighting with someone once, his right hand got cut off.
那么他后来继续的行凶作恶。
But he continued in his wicked way.
那么后来有一次他就被警察给抓了。
And once he was caught by a policeman.
那警察看他右手已经没有手掌了嘛。
And the police saw that he already lost his palm, the right palm.
所以铐他的时候呢，就用手铐把他铐住他的左手，铐在一个窗户上面。
So he cuffed him, his left hand onto a window.
那继续去抓其他的那个啊。
And went on to catch other bad guys.
结果他也不知道从哪里拿找到一根撬棍，就把这手棍给撬开了。结果他逃脱了。
And he found a stick and opened the cuff and he ran away.
哇，从此这个人声名大振。
Ever since then he became famous.
在这些这个小混混当中出了名声了。
Among the baddies.
那我有很多次机会见到他。
And I met him many times.
我每次看见他的时候呢。
Every time when I saw him.
他的右手永远都是插在口袋里面，永远都插在口袋里面。
He put his right hand into his pocket.
所以我从来没有看见他到底右手都断的是什么样子的。
So I never saw how it looked like on his right hand.
这是一个道德败坏的。
It is a very morally wicked man.
他尚且隐藏他自己的羞耻，生怕别人看见他的手是断的。
He hid his right hand into his pocket, scared of other people seeing his situation.
但是你知道吗？
Yeah, do you know that?
刚才我们所看的这段经文。
The passage we just read.
有一个人枯干了他的一只手。
Someone who has a shriveled hand.
这是他很羞耻的事情。
It's something that he is ashamed of.
不但是一个羞耻的事情。
Not only ashamed of,
在犹太人当中，这是一件很痛苦的事情。
Among the Jews, it's very painful to this person.
因为在《生命记》里面告诉我们
，Because in the book of Deuteronomy,
凡是身体有残疾的
，Whoever has blemish on his body,
是不可以来到神的面前献礼物的。
He will not be allowed to offer gifts and sacrifices to God.
律法虽然没有禁止人来到神面前来敬拜他。
The Lord did not ban people from coming to God to worship.
就好像他可以来到会堂当中。
Just like that, he could come to the synagogue.
但他愿如果他想要服侍神的话，他是没有机会的。
However, he wouldn't have the opportunity to serve God.
不仅仅是一件羞辱。
Not only it is shameful for him.
也是一件非常痛苦的事情。
It's also painful for him.
可是这些人他们做什么呢？
However, what would these people do?
他把这个人带到人当中。
They brought such a person
叫他的痛苦
to show his pain,
叫他的羞耻
to show his shame,
显在世人面前众人面前
to everyone in public,
然后以此
and with that,
来窥探耶稣
they are to pick on Jesus,
想要得到告他的把柄
and to get an excuse to accuse him.
人心为什么可以是这样坏
Why can human heart be so wicked?
但是我们很感谢主
But we thank the Lord.
我刚才前面提到说，我们这位神的仆人
，I mentioned that this servant of God，
他是谦卑至死。
He humbled himself to death.
虽然他知道这一帮人是要得控告他的把柄
，Although he knew that these people were trying to find something to accuse him，
但是他没有顾及到自己的安危。
Yet he never cared about his own safety.
因为他来到人世间有一个最重要的目的。
Because he has one important purpose for him to come to the world.
就是叫这些被压伤的、被折断的、这些希望破灭的人，重新得以点燃生命的这个火花。
It is for those who are broken, who are put out the fire of life, to receive hope, new hope into their life.
我刚才提到，我们讲的这个仆人跟我们现在的保姆不同。
I mentioned that the servant at that time is different from nanny nowadays.
这个仆人好像奴隶一样。
The servant in the olden time is like a slave.
神所定规的，他一定要去做。
Whatever God has determined, he has to complete.
哪怕知道这些人是要控告他。
Even though he knew that these people have an ill will to accuse him,
他依然要去做。
He still had to obey and do it.
你知道吗？圣经上面
，Do you know that in the Bible,
常常用奴为来形容人。
Always compare people with a reed.
我今天特意带了一只芦苇过来了。
So particular, I've taken a reed with me today. Here, I want to show this to you.
那这就是芦苇。
See, this is a reed.
啊，它很脆弱。
It is very fragile.
在村塘生长的河当中。
It grows in like alongside the river.
然后呢，随风飘摇。
And it sway with the wind.
看上去有点像竹子。
It looks like a little bit like a bamboo.
但是里面却是空的。
Yet it's hollow inside.
我为什么会有芦苇呢？
Why do I have a weed? Reed.
你知道吗？在我没信主之前。
Do you know, before I believe in God.
我很喜欢芦苇的。
I really like reed.
我为什么喜欢芦苇呢？
Why?
因为芦苇可以带给我很多的乐趣。
Because it brought me much pleasure.
在我小的时候
When I was little,
我用芦苇做了很多的玩具跟工艺品。
I made a lot of toys with reed.
我今天也带了一个过来了。
And I also bring one here today.
等会给你们看。
I'll show you later.
那么这个芦苇呢，在我们所在的那个地方。
And the reeds that grew in the place that I grew up.
是一个非常稀松平常的东西。
It's really a common item.
然后呢，我来到澳洲了。
Afterwards, I came to Australia.
我就想起我那时候在中国做的这些手工艺品。
And I remember all those little crafts.
然后就想我要去找芦苇。
So I went to find a reed.
所以几年前我就把芦苇找到了。
few years ago, I found some.
啊，把那些放在家里，等它慢慢风干一下，然后我想把它做东西。
So I took some and placed them at home, waiting for them to be dry.
后来我信主了。
And later on, I believed in the Lord.
有一天我读到马太福音十二章。
And one day I read to Matthew 12.
里面讲到说，压伤的芦苇它不折断。
It says, a bruised reed he will not break.
哎呀，这句话呢。
And this verse.
我一看呢。
As soon as I read it,
我就觉得很亲切。
I felt really close to it.
尤其是当我后来。
Especially afterwards.
啊，知道说原来圣经里面用芦苇来形容我们人的时候呢。
When I knew that the Bible described reeds and compared that to human beings.
我再来看这段经文。
When I read this verse again.
我就非常的感动。
I was really moved.
为什么亲切呢？
Why do I feel moved?
为什么感动呢？
Why was I feel so dear to the verse?
因为根据我自己做芦苇的经验呢。
According to my experience of making things out of reed.
如果是芦苇被我压伤的话。
If I bruise the reed.
我肯定是折断扔掉的。
I will snap it and throw it away.
在我做使用它之前呢，我会很仔细的去寻找。
Before I use it, I will...Look, examine it very carefully.
哪一根芦苇比较好？
Which reed is better?
比较适合我来制作。
Which reed is suitable for me to make things out of it?
所以我用芦苇做了很大的椅子。
So I use the reed and I make a big chair.
然后呢，后来我讲，我又提高难度。
And then I said, I'll make more difficult things.
然后我又用芦苇，用很小的芦苇呢，上面的尖尖那部分呢，做了一个很小的椅子。
I use the very tiny bits on the reeds to make a mini chair,
可以放在我的大拇指上面。
Which can stand on my thumb.
我拿给你们看。
I'll show it to you.
你们看是不是很小？
Can you
看得见吗？
It is really, really tiny.
这是用芦苇做的椅子。
Sitting on my hand. This is a chair made by the reed.
好，我放在这里。
Made of the reeds.
那这是我做过最小的芦苇的椅子。
This is the smallest chair I ever made out of the reeds.
我知道我可以做得更小。
I know I can make it even smaller.
当我在做的过程当中呢。
But while I was making it.
我知道芦苇有一个特质的。
I knew that the reeds has one special character.
它非常的脆糯。
It is very crispy and weak.
你知道青天医院里，尤其是这么小的。
Especially like such a tiny chair.
青天医院里它就折了。
And then you just snap a little bit with a little force.
它就报废了。
It'll be damaged, and it can't be used anymore.
可能我在挖上面几个洞的时候呢，最后一个挖坏了，这整根我就不要了。
If when I was making holes on it, that on the last hole, it was broken, and then I can't use this chair, little chair anymore.
可能对很多人来说
，For many people,
他会觉得哎，你很不可思议。
You would think it is truly amazing.
啊，你很厉害，你能够把芦苇做出这样啊精巧的东西。
You're great. You can make such an amazing craft.
但你知道吗？当我信主以后
，But do you know after I believe in the Lord?
我再来读圣经。
After I read this verse again.
他说：“压伤的芦苇它不折断。
A bruised reed he will not break.
其实没有用的呀。
A bruised reed is useless.
对我来说没有用的。
To me it is.
不管我手艺多么的高超
，No matter how swift my hand is，
我只能把它丢弃。
All I can do is to throw it away。
我不能让它恢复，不能让它变成有生命。
I cannot restore it to become something that has life。
但圣经告诉我们，我们都是被压伤的芦苇。
The Bible tells us that we are all
reeds
bruised。
外面看上去好像很正直。
From outside, it looks as if it is very good。
可能看上去一表人才。
You look good.
但是里面却是空的。
But inside of you, it's hollow.
立在河边。
You stand in the river.
随风飘摇。
And you sway with the wind.
风停下来就站着不动。
When the wind stopped, you stand still.
想想看。
Think about it.
像不像我们是呢？
Does it look like we who are worldly people?
今天我们活在这世界上面。
Today we live in this world.
是不是常常顺从今世的风俗？
Oftentimes we go sway with the trend of the world.
随风飘摇。
We go here and there with the wind.
见风使舵。
And we do things wherever the wind goes.
可能在利益面前，我们就失去了自我。
In front of the interest, we might lose ourselves, our ground.
就失去了我们自己的原则。
We may lose our principles.
主耶稣曾经做一个见证。
Jesus made a testimony once.
他为施洗约翰做见证。
He testified for John the Baptist.
这一个人与世人诀别。
This one is different from all other men.
主耶稣问这些犹太人。
Jesus asked those Jews.
他说：“你们从前到旷野里去，是要看那风吹动的芦苇吗？”
He said, "You used to go out to the desert. Are you going there to see the reeds who were blown by the wind?"
他说不是。
He said no.
我们都是那风吹动的芦苇。
We are the reeds blown around by the wind.
施洗约翰不是。
However, John Baptist was not.
他不是风吹动的芦苇。
He is not that reed.
他不是抗风使舵。
He doesn't do things according to how the wind goes.
他来为主耶稣做见证。
He testified for Jesus Christ.
我们不但是那风吹动的芦苇。
Not only we are like the reeds who are blown around by the wind.
而且呢，我们还是非常的脆弱。
But also we're very weak and fragile.
我们很容易就被压伤。
We're easily bruised.
我们很容易就变成无用。
We easily become useless.
在圣经里面记载了很多被压伤的芦苇。
In the Bible, it records many bruised reeds like that.
就好像我们刚才提到的枯干了一只手的人。
For example, the person who had a shriveled hand.
圣经里面还提到了在哥拉森那个地方。
The Bible also mentions in the place of Gerasen.
这个事情记在马可福音里面第五章。
It is recorded in Mark chapter 5.
讲到有一个人他被群鬼所附。
It records a man who was demon-possessed.
以至于他不能够穿上衣服。
That he could not dress himself up.
他只能住在坟茔里面。
He could only live in the tomb.
人所能给他的。
Whatever man can offer to him.
他像一个压伤的芦苇。
He is like a bruised reed.
人所能给他的只是用铁链、脚镣来捆锁他。
What man can give to him is the iron chains that chain him up.
最好这个人能够在世上消失。
They rather this person disappear from the world.
人没有能力来拯救帮助他。
Because no man can save him or help him.
他非常的痛苦。
And he is in pain.
他昼夜在那里吼叫。
He cried out all night.
他用石头来砍伤他自己。
And he cut himself with stones.
没有人可以帮助他。
No one could help him.
人们只是用最坏的方式来对待他。
People would treat him badly.
就像芦苇压伤的时候
Just like when the reeds were bruised,
我们就想折断它
We want to snap it.
其实我们今天很多人都是这样子的
Today it is true for many people like that.
当你好的时候可能没有人会欣赏你
When you are good, maybe no one would appreciate you.
当你混得不好的时候
And when you're in a bad circumstance,
可能平时跟你好像很好的人
Even your good friends,
他会对你落井下石
May throw a stone at you.
尤其是当我们今天这个讯息这么发达的时候
Especially when today the information is so advanced
你常常会被一些人作为这个刷新三观
Or you will oftentimes be surprised by things that people around you
人性怎么可以这样的败坏
How can people do such a bad thing?
但是感谢主
Yet, praise the Lord
圣经上面说
The Bible tells us
压伤的芦苇
A bruised reed
他不折断
He will not break
他不但不折断
Not only will he not break it
我们看见这个枯干的人的手复原了
We saw that the person with the shriveled hand was healed and restored
那个被鬼所附的哥拉森的那个人
And the person in Gerasen who was demon possessed
不一从他身上出去了
The demons was driven out of him
他是何等的喜乐
How joyful he was.
本来是压伤又被丢弃的芦苇。
He was previously a reed that was about to be thrown away.
重新得着的生命。
Now he received the life.
然后他又跟随耶稣。
And then he followed Jesus.
那主跟他怎么说呢
So what did Jesus say to him?
你回去。
Go home.
向你的亲族。
To your family and tell them.
向你的朋友。
To your friends.
来诉说神在你身上做了何等大的事。
Tell them how much God has done for you.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends，
如果你今天有机会认识一些弟兄姊妹、基督徒
，If today you have the opportunity to know some Christians，
有的时候你可能会很烦。
Sometimes maybe you're fed up with them.
这些基督徒很讨厌。
You think the Christians are so so troublesome.
常常来看我。
They often visit me.
当然也帮助我。
Yes, of course they help me.
但他们常常为什么又跟我讲耶稣呢？
But why should they always talk about Jesus?
我不要听这个呀。
I don't want to listen to them.
我不要信这个。
I don't want to believe it.
你们不要误会啊。
Please do not misunderstand.
你们要知道。
Please know this.
我们原来都是被亚撒的奴仆。
We were reeds.
我们就像那个被这个恶鬼所附的那个人一样，被罪恶所捆绑的人，不能自救。
Just like this man who was possessed by demon and bound by sin, we could not help ourselves or save ourselves.
因为我们蒙了主的恩典。
Now that we receive the grace from Jesus.
我们被压榨，但是主让我们重新恢复。
We were bruised, but we were restored by the Lord.
他医治我们。
He healed us.
他拯救我们。
He saved us.
他将他自己的宝贵生命赐给我们。
And he gave us his precious life.
因为我们蒙了这样大的恩典。
Because we received such a great grace.
所以我们才会像哥拉斯人那样。
So we're just like this man from Garrison.
见到那些没有听到过耶稣的人，就告诉他耶稣多么的宝贵。
We will tell him how precious Jesus is whenever we see anyone who never heard of Jesus.
我原先也是这样。
And I was like that before.
也是很反感跟人家向我传福
音。I did not like people talking with me on Jesus.
直到后来我信主了。
Until I believed the Lord.
我才发现。
Then I discovered.
其实呢，你跟人家分享耶稣，那是你一个情不自禁的事情。
It is naturally for you to share Jesus with someone who didn't know about him.
因为那是一件非常宝贵的。
It is very precious.
是你真的经历过的。
It is something you truly have experienced.
你知道，如果在这世界上面要向你的亲朋好友介绍最宝贵的东西，除了耶稣以外，还有别的吗？
You know, if you are to share one most precious thing to your friends and relatives, is there anything else apart from Jesus Christ?
圣经这里这段呢经文呢不仅讲到亚撒的芦苇他不折断。
This passage not only talk about he doesn't break the bruised reeds.
他也讲到江场的灯火他不吹灭。
Also talks about he does not snuff out a smoldering wick.
你知道我为什么对这段经文特别的亲切？
Do you know why I feel really precious with this passage?
不仅仅因为我以前喜欢用芦苇做东西。
Not only because I like to make, used to like make things out of reed.
在我小的时候。
While I was little.
在我很小很小的时候。
Really little.
我知道我们那地方是还没有通电的。
I know that there was no electricity.
后来通电了。
Later on we had electricity.
后来我也长大一些了。
And I grew up a little bit and went to school.
但是那个时候通电了。常常停电的。
But oftentimes we had blackout.
然后那个时候呢，可能有些人家里会点蜡烛。
Some people will light a candle.
但是更多的呢，不是点蜡烛。
And more families they did not light up a candle.
因为蜡烛比较贵。
Because that was expensive.
所以在我的印象当中呢。
So as far as I can remember.
我们家是常常点没有灯的。
We often light up this kerosene light.
然后因为我从小就喜欢动手嘛。
And because I like to touch things and make things.
所以我家的煤油灯是我包办的，都是我做的。
So I made every single kerosene lamp.
不但我家的煤油灯是我做的。
Not only that.
有的时候也帮邻居做。
I also made them for my neighbors.
然后呢，我做过呢，可能最奢侈的煤油灯就是两个灯芯的。
The most expensive kerosene lamp has two,
有放在这个桌子上
面。Two wicks.And I place them on the table.
有可以提的黄昏煤油灯。
You can carry them or put them on the table.
然后有一年我就到跟弟兄们去以色列。
One year I went to Israel with a group of brothers.
有一天我们走在耶路撒冷的古街上面。
Walking on the ancient streets in Jerusalem.
有一天我们走到一个博物馆去了。
And we went into a museum.
哎，我很开心。
I was really happy.
因为我在那里看到很多的灯。
Because there I saw lots of lamps.
所以呢，犹太人他不是用煤油。
Although the Jews didn't use the.
但是差不多。
But it's very similar.
很多是一盏的。
A lot of them have
我看到了
one wick.
有一些可能是大户人家，居然有的有七盏出来的，好几个出来，我觉得这个很厚重嘛。
Other people had maybe they rich family they had seven wicks in the lamp.
因为我小时候经常做煤油灯点煤油灯。
Because I often made such lamps while I was small.
所以我对圣经这里面讲到说，江场的灯火它不吹灭。
So when Bible says a smoldering wick he will not snuff out.
可能上了年纪的人都知道
Maybe,
如果你有点过煤油灯的话
if you have ever light, kerosene lamp,
在煤油灯它将要灭的时候
while it is about to be put out,
也就是这里所说的将残的时候
just like what the Bible says, a smoldering wick,
它是最讨厌的
it is very, very troublesome.
为什么最讨厌呢
why?
本来我们点灯就是要为了又亮对不对
Originally, when we light a lamp, it is for it to give light.
没有灯的光度啊，已经比蜡烛要差了。
The kerosene lamp has a very weak light, much lighter than the candle.
但是当它快要灭的时候呢
？Yet while it is about to die out.
将残的时候呢，它不但没有什么光。
Not only does it not give you light.
还冒很长的黑烟。
And it gives out a long black smoke.
非常的呛的。
And it smells really bad.
所以我会做的什么事情呢？很自然的，赶紧把它吹灭。
So what would I do? I will snuff out immediately.
很自然的反应。
It is a natural reaction.
圣经上面其实讲到我们这个人。
And the Bible is talking about human nature.
就是我们刚才所读的这段经文。
Referred to by this verse we just read.
其实我们这一个人啊，就是那将残的灯。
We are like a smoldering wick.
本来神创造人的时候是用他的形象跟样式来造的。
God created man with his image and likeness.
盼望我们这个人能够活在这世界上面、啊、成为他的见证。
Hoping that we will live in this world and be his testimony.
能够管理这个地。
And to govern the whole land.
能够让人家知道说我们人是照着神的形象跟样式来造的。
And to show people around us that we are God's image and likeness.
圣经上面也说耶和华的灵是我们里头的灯。
And the Bible says God's spirit is the lamp in us.
但是你看看今天世界上的光景。
But look at the world around us.
你看看我们像灯吗
？Do we like a lamp?
不但不像灯。
We don't like a lamp.
哦，像灯。
Yes, we are like a lamp. From far away, we look like a lamp.
可是将残。
But it is about to put out.
不能够照发出光来。
It cannot give light.
远看像灯。
We look like a lamp from far away.
近看很讨厌。
When you look closer, we are really very bad.
我们为什么说距离产生美呢
？Why do we say the distance will produce beauty?
很相爱的两个人。
The two people who love each other.
要结婚。
When they are about to be married.
哇，花俏男了，天天吵架。
And afterwards, they quarrel with each other every day.
撕得遍体鳞伤。
And bruise each other.
就要分道这个分道扬镳。
And then they leave, depart from each other.
像不像这个不加长的灯
？Do they look like a smoldering wick?
不能有光照给别人。
They could not bring other people.
不能给予别人方，给予给别人方便。
They could not give convenience to the people.
不能够照亮别人的人生。
They can't shine upon others' lives.
反倒是常常从我们老我生命里面有这黑烟出来。
Instead, they always produce this.Black smoke from their old life.
向着别人争抢一扫把我们拍死。
And just annoying people and who really want to snuff out the smoke.
我们人很自然的反应就是这样子。
This is our nature, human nature.
前一段时间。
Not long ago.
我听到有一个地方。
I heard about in some place.
讲到那里村庄的人。
The people in that village.
当这些村庄里面的老人家老到一个程度以后呢
？When the old people are aged to a certain extent，
他们会干一件事情。
They would do something to these old people。
很多人会选择自杀。
The old people would choose to commit suicide。
可能刚开始是因为这些老人家发现自己身体有绝症。
Maybe originally these old people found that they've got some terminated disease。
他们不想拖累他们的孩子。
And they do not want to become a burden to their children.
他们就自杀。
So they kill themselves.
慢慢的。
And gradually.
这好像成为他们村子里的传统了。
It became a tradition in that village.
当他们听见某家里的老人家自杀了。
When they heard that such an old person killed himself somewhere in the village.
好像没有什么大不了。
And they don't think it's a big deal.
在他们的心里面不能够惊奇一点点的波澜。
In that heart, they would not be surprised even a little bit.
甚至他们觉得就应该这样。
And they even think, yeah, that's what should it be.
而我看到要我非常的震惊。
And I was really shocked by this.
我们今天的社会为什么会变成这个样子
？Why is our society becoming like this?
人心为什么会变得如此的冷漠？
Why has human heart become so cold and cruel?
当看到一个人自杀身亡，好像死了一只猫一只狗一样。
When you see someone,
甚至好像都不如一只猫一只狗。
When you see someone killed himself, it's like as if he's not even as worth a cat or a dog.
因为这些孩子们不愿意照看他们的父母。
Because the children are not willing to look after their old parents.
觉得他们的父母是一个累赘。
They think them as a burden to them.
很可怕的事情不只是在这遥远的村庄。
More horrible thing is this doesn't only happen in the remote village.
其实也在我们澳洲。
It also happened here in Australia.
在我们所认识的老人家里面
，happen in people who we know。
虽然他们没有自杀
，although they didn't commit suicide，
但是他们的孩子对待他也像是家常，等于让他自生自灭。
Yet the way their children treat them is just like how they treat a smoldering wick, let them die or live, and they do not care for them。
但是我们实在要感谢主。
Yet we thank our Lord。
我们的神不是这样子。
Our God was not like that to us.
他不是像世人对待疆场的灯火那样对待。
He didn't treat us like how the worldly people treat a smoldering wick.
他是疆场的灯火，他不吹灭。
He said, a smoldering wick, he would not snuff out.
你知道你对待疆场灯火不吹灭的话，你还可以怎样做呢？
You know, if you do not snuff out a smoldering wick, what else could you do?
我有经验。
I have the experience.
赶紧加油。
You put in more oil.
但如果你油没在旁边，那只能吹灭它了。
If you don't have the oil, what would you do?
知道吗？主不吹灭。
You know, our Lord does not snuff out the smoldering wick.
他乃是用他自己的生命，圣灵成为我们的油，住在我们里面。
He used his own life, becoming oil to live in us.
在圣经里面也记载了许多这些疆场的灯。
In the Bible, it records many other smoldering wick like this.
这些希望破灭的人。
People who has lost hope.
在约翰福音第八章里面记载一个大家非常熟悉的故事。
In John chapter 8, there's a story we're all very familiar with.
讲到一个非常可怜的女人。
It tells us about a woman who's very pitiful.
为什么讲她可怜呢？
Why do I say she's pitiful?
因为她不能控制她自己的情欲。
Because she could not control her desire.
以至于她在行淫的时候被人抓住了。
That she was caught on the spot while in the act of adultery.
也有可能她不是因为自己不能控制自己的行淫。
Maybe it's not because that she couldn't control herself.
有可能是被坏人引诱。
Maybe she was tempted by bad people.
但不管怎么样，她落到一个境地。
No matter what,She fell into a situation
就是被世人抓住了。
That she was caught on the spot.
她知道她完了。
And she knew that she'd finished.
她知道她没有活下去的希望了。
She knew that she didn't have any hope to live on.
她就像那疆场的灯火一样。
She was like a smoldering wick.
人们怎么对待她呢？
So how did people treat her?
他们把她抓到耶稣面前。
And they put her in front of Jesus.
让她站在当中。
And she made her stand in front of everyone.
告诉耶稣说，这个是在行淫时被我们拿住的。
And they told Jesus, this woman was caught in the act of adultery.
然后他们还引经据典。
And they quoted laws from Old Testament.
摩西的律法告诉我们，这样的人可以用石头把他打死。
Moses' law told us that this type of person needs to be stoned to death.
主耶稣，你看着办吧。
What do you think, Jesus?
我们实在感谢主。
We thank Lord.
当疆场灯火，世人是想要把它吹灭。
The people from the world want to snuff out the smoldering wick.
主耶稣去问他们。
But Jesus asked them.
你们当中哪一个是没有罪的，就可以首先拿起石头来打他。
Whoever among you does not have sin, he can pick up the stone and be the first one to stone her.
哦，何等奇妙的主。
What an amazing God.
他苏醒人的良心。
He knew the conscience of everyone.
结果圣经告诉我们。
And the Bible tells us later on.
这些人从老到少，一个一个的走了。
From old to young, one by one, people left.
想一想这个站在当中的这个妇人。
Think about this woman stood in front of everyone.
当她听到主耶稣讲这样的话，以及看见后来这些人一个一个走的时候呢
？When she heard what Jesus said and saw people left one by one.
他是不是重新燃起了这个活的希望呢
Has she not received the new hope to live?
然后主耶稣对她说
And Jesus said to her,
没有能定你的罪吗
Is there no one to condemn you?
当然温柔
Full of tenderness.
她说没有
She said, no, sir.
就说我也不定你的罪
Jesus said, I will not condemn you either.
从此要不要再犯罪了
Do not sin anymore.
其实我们从前也是死在罪恶过患当中。
We used to die in our sins and transgressions.
不管我们愿意不愿意。
No matter whether we are willing or not.
我们承认不承认。
No matter whether we admit or not.
我们都是生在罪中，长在罪中，没有办法脱离罪。
We were born in the sin, grew up in the sin, and we could not break away from the sin.
别人看见我们犯错犯罪的时候，他们就是定罪。
Other people, when they see we sin, all they can do is to condemn us.
他们总是愿意站在道德的高度来谴责。
They would like to rebuke us from the point of morality.
想要把你致死好快。
In order to condemn you and to put you to death.
只有我们的救主。
Only our Lord.
只有我们的主耶稣。
Our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
他来到人世间不是要定世人的罪，乃是要世人因他得救。
He came to the world not to condemn the world, but to save the world.
他不但不定我们的罪。
Not only he did not condemn us.
他更是这样对于这个行淫是不能对我们所说的那样。
He spoke to us just like he said to the woman.
从此不要再犯罪。
Sin no more from now on.
什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
他把不犯罪的能力都赐给我们。
He has given us a power to do no sin.
因为他将自己的生命给我们。
Because he has given us his life.
他是没有罪的。
He is without sin.
如果说在这个世界上面谁最有资格来谴责罪恶的话，那就是我们的主。
The person who is most qualified to condemn this woman is our Lord Jesus.
但是他不定我们的罪。
Yet he did not condemn our sin.
他要我们因他得救。
He wants us to be saved for his sake.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends，
如果你今天
，If today，
知道自己落在罪恶当中。
You know that you are fallen in sin.
在捆绑当中。
You're bound by sin.
你没有办法自救。
And you cannot help yourself.
这捆绑可能很多种。
Maybe all types of things that bind.
有可能是精神上面的。
Mentally.
也有可能是身体上面的。
Some are physically.
不管什么样的捆绑。
No matter what type of bondage it is.
让你觉得痛苦。
That has hurt you and made you.Feel painful,
让你自己也常常懊恼，我为什么会陷在其中不能自拔
？And made you always wonder why can't you save yourself? Why can't you be good?
刚才第二首诗歌里面唱到
，The second hymn we sang earlier，
来到主耶稣面前
，Come before the Lord Jesus。
若有黑暗的生活变成无上光明
，Your dark life will turn into bright。
来到主耶稣面前
，Come before the Lord。
现在就将你的疑惑抛弃
，Now。Throw away your doubts.
将你的心门开启。
And open up your heart.
接受主耶稣做你生命的救主。
To receive Lord Jesus as your personal Savior.
我想这首诗歌不仅仅是对着福音朋友们来唱的。
I believe this hymn is not only to be sung by the gospel friends.
在我参加诗班的时候，我就学会唱这首诗歌了。
While I was in the choir, I learned this hymn.
我常常对自己唱。
And I sang to myself.
我要进入平静安稳吗
？Do I want to enter into the peace?
重新让主耶稣在我生命中掌权。
To let him reign my life?
我要让我疲乏的人生变得有趣味吗
？Do I want to turn my boring life into something interesting?
重新让主耶稣在我里面住。
Receive Jesus into my heart.
所以今天在座的，如果你是信主的
，So for those who are already believers, our brothers and sisters here,
我们也可以常常来思想这首诗歌。
We can also sing this song very often.
常常来读这一段的经文。
To read this passage.
压伤的芦苇，它不折断。
A bruised weed, he will not break.
香残的灯火，他不吹灭。
A smoldering wick, he will not put out.
不论我们今天在怎么样的光景当中
，No matter what situation we fall into,
我们多么的灰心
，No matter how despair we are,
多么的软弱
，How weak we are,
多么的绝望
，How desperate we are,
甚至我们可能觉得我们跟随主的道路这么的艰难，都走不下去了。
How difficult we feel that this journey is to us.To follow Jesus,
来到主耶稣面前
Come before Lord Jesus Christ.
让他重新为你的香残的灯泥加上油
Let him add oil onto the lamp who is about to die.
那你的人生重新成为一个有光的人生。
So that your life will once more give light.
能够见证主耶稣的荣美。
To testify His glory.
最后他说呢，这节经文里面说。
Just like this verse.
21节。
Verse 21.
外邦人都有仰望他的。
All nations will look up to His name.
好，弟兄姊妹朋友们。
Brothers and sisters and friends.
每当我读到这一段经这句话。
Whenever I read to this.
我都非常的感恩。
I feel grateful.
尤其是读圣经越多的时候。
Especially when I read more about the Bible.
我知道我原本跟他没有份。
I know I had no portion in Him.
这个救恩没有份。
I had nothing to do with the salvation.
但是我今天却碰巧了。
But today I do.
因着他的怜悯。
Because of His mercy.
他的慈爱。
And His loving kindness.
他赐给了。
He has given all of them to me.
你愿不愿意得着呢？
Are you willing to receive it?
如果你愿意的话。
If you're willing.
你的人生。
Your life.
本来是亚当的奴。
Was a bruised reed,
江场的灯火,
a smoldering wick,
就会像刚才诗歌所唱的那样,
but like the hymn says,
变得无上光明,
you will become a bright lamp.
如果你对于福音还有任何的疑惑,
if you still have doubts about the gospel,
或者像啊想对我刚才所讲的这个神的仆人主耶稣有更多的了解,
or you want to know about the servant of God.Jesus Christ that I've been talking about. Please come to our church.
到福音组。
Come to the gospel talk.
找弟兄姊妹。
Find brothers and sisters.
向他们打听，向他们了解。
And talk with them.
好，我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，我们实在何等的主啊！又将我们心中的感恩来归给你。
How badly we want to give our thanksgiving to you from our heart.
我们原本是死在罪啊，这个生在罪中，长在罪中的罪人。
Previously, we were born into sin and grew up in the sin.
我们出生。
We were born.
慢慢的就是走向死亡。
And we slowly walk towards the death.
等待我们的是永远的沉沦与灭亡。
What waited for us is the eternal death.
我们不能够自救，也没有人可以救我。
No one can help us or save us, and we couldn't save ourselves.
是你，当我们还在做罪人的时候。
It is you while we're still sinners.
是你在我们被压伤的时候。
It is you while we were bruised.
是你在我们的希望自我将灭的时候。
It is you when our light was about to put out.
你来寻找我们。
You came to seek us.
你伸手搭救我们。
And you stretch out your hand to save us.
你赦免我们的罪。
And you forgave our sin.
你将你自己生命赐给我们。
And you gave your life to us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
今天我们成了何等样的人。
Today, what type of person we have become.
都是因着你的爱。
Because of your love.
因着你的救恩。
Because of your salvation.
也因着你的拣选。
And because of your choice.
所以说我们在这里也同心合意的为着那些听到你福音的人祈求。
Lord, we also pray in one heart to pray for those who have heard your gospel.
假如今天还有人没有信你，还没有接受你做生命救主的。
If today there are people who have yet to believe in you and receive you to be their savior.
我们求圣灵在他们里面来工作。
We pray the Holy Spirit will work in their heart.
你来感动他们。
And to touch their heart.
你来摸着他们。
Touch them, Lord.
就好像你当初怎么样的感动，你怎么样的摸着。
Just like how you touched and moved us.
就我们愿意来归转，来接受你做生命的救主。
So that they are willing to return to you and receive you as their personal savior.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.